You're listening to SBS News.
Tension, nerves, and finally, relief in the early hours of Friday morning at Football Federation Australia's headquarters.
And now, I can announce the host country of the FIFA Women's World Cup 2023, which will be Australia.
Sheer ecstasy for administrators, players, and football fans in both Australia and New Zealand. For Australia, it's the biggest sporting event it will host since the Sydney Olympics in 2000. Matilda's captain Sam Kerr says a home World Cup is bigger than winning an Olympic medal.
I'm still inspired by Cathy Freeman at the 2000 Olympics, so to think that our team and myself could be someone for that young kids are going to look for and look up to in 20 years, it's an amazing feeling. But I honestly think it will be huge, and it's just different having your idols play in your hometown 10 minutes away and watching it on the big screen rather than getting up at 3 a.m. and watching it somewhere else in the world.
The leaders of both nations join the celebrations. Scott Morrison says it will help both countries recover from the COVID-19 pandemic.
If we could do backflips like Sam Kerr, we would. But I'm not going to try that out here in this courtyard. It is great news. It's tremendous news at a time when Australians are doing it so hard, each and every day, to get that bright spot of news with this wonderful event that's coming. It'll be the largest, but it'll undoubtedly be the best. And we can look forward to a magnificent event.
Australia and New Zealand needed 18 votes to win hosting rights. It received 22 of the 35 on offer. FFA CEO James Johnson says it's the number they expected.
We were confident. We were confident going in. We were confident that we would get around about the numbers that we did, but we wanted to be also humble about it, and we didn't want to get complacent. But there is nerves, because you don't know until you see the numbers come out what those numbers actually are. So we're very, very happy with the support that we got all around the world. And we're really happy that the people that told us that they would vote for us voted for us. We're very happy with it.
But England shocked many by voting for Colombia instead of Australia. FFA Chairman Chris Nicu says it will impact a long-standing relationship.
Disappointed, I think, more. Yeah. Probably to be continued, that chapter. But disappointed that we didn't get anything out of Europe, and particularly out of England.
For Matilda's players like Lydia Williams, nothing can take the shine off this moment.
We had to wash our own, you know, clothes and tracksuits and underwear, and then now it's just like, you know, we're hosting a World Cup. It's crazy that's in the same kind of time that I've been around.
The 2023 tournament will be played across 12 cities and feature a record 32 teams. Adrian Arciulli, SBS News.